Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is April 9th, 2025, and the time is 10 a.m. This is day 9 of our HUNCA session. Congressman Maker, could you please take care of the prayer today?
Yes, ma'am. I watch the Cumber. And thought you were content, thought you were content, Zinky. I knock at all the Cumber. Was as unique as she locked it for the Cumber. No nick as she. No nick as she. The Kaja Paski locked it for the Cumber. Who heck up being said? Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for another beautiful day you've given us of life. I want to ask you to be here today with us as we do the business of our people. Put us here to do their business, take care of their needs, Lord. Give us the wisdom and courage to do the right thing. And Lord, we're going to ask you to be with those who are suffering and having a hardship, whatever it may be. Maybe they have a loss in a family, or maybe they're hungry today, Lord. Let's take care of their needs, Lord, and all the things that our people need, the children, and let's get them educated and they can have a good life. And all the elders, take care of them, because they are our history. They know all of our history, the elders. And take care of them, Lord. Lord, we just have so many things we need, but you know our needs, Lord, so I know you're going to take care of it like you always have. You've always been with our people, so we're going to rely on you, Lord, to be with us now. We're just facing hard times, Lord. We're in difficult times. So, Lord, we're going to ask you to just be with us and guide us and take care of us. And we ask us in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox? Second Speaker Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts? Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker? Speaker Shaw?
Present. We do have a quorum. We're now on approval of the journal dated April 8, 2025. Please take a moment to review. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Motion to approve the journal as presented for April 8th, 2025.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. The journal dated April 8th, 2025 has been approved. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
Thanks, Speaker. Yesterday, the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met regarding Bill number ONCA 2544. It's an act to repeal the Health Clinic Construction Fund and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Good Fox and Keene. The second bill we went over was ONCA 2550, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Osage Nation Health Benefit Fund and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Good Fox and Keene. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. We're now on reports of standing committees. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, Assistant Chief, those that are listening, Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met yesterday, April the 8th, 2025, to consider bill number ONCA 2543. Final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Good Fox, Tillman, Whitehorn, Keene, Revard, and Bickhorst. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Hamilton.
The Government Operations Committee met yesterday in regards to Bill ONCA 2549. Sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. The final committee action is due pass. Voting yes was Good Fox, Keene, Lemon, and Shaw. Absent was Hamilton and Redcord.
We are now on introductions. Yes, Congresswoman.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and modify the agenda to place ONCR 2512 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. We're now on bills and resolutions on. Oh, that's right. Yes, we have two there. We are still in introductions of bills and resolutions. Congressman Hamilton. Congressman, I had understood that you were going to introduce ONCA 2560 and 61. Was that not your intention? Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. Now we're on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Revard.
Good morning, Speaker. Good morning, colleagues. Reading in ONCR 25-12, which is a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2025 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation.
Thank you. ONCR 25-12 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. We're now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Good Fox is not in today. Is there a co-sponsor on 2547? I'll go ahead and read. Okay. ONCA 2547, an act to authorize and appropriate $3,000 to the Hominy Friends Church and to establish an alternate effective date. Next, Congresswoman Revart.
Thank you. Reading ONCA 25-51, which is an act to authorize residual assets in the capital asset fund in the amount of $30,000 to be utilized for the Fairfax Visitor Center project, and the amount of $17,000 for a pickleball court fencing and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCR 2508, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $180,000 for the Native American Language Preservation and Maintenance Grant. And also ONCR 2509, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $750,000 for the USDA Community Connect Grant. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2544, enact to repeal the Health Clinic Construction Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Refard. Congresswoman, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak for or against ONCA 2544? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2544 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2544 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2544 will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2550, an act authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Osage Nation Health Benefit Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Refard is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 2550? Sponsor, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 2550 pass?
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2550 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 2550 will be advanced to enrollment. We're now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Revart.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. The Appropriations Committee will meet today beginning at 10:30 a.m. until 2 p.m.
We're now on adjournment. Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Thank you and have a good day.